Okay, Rabbi Zai, today we continue in Yon of Simchas Yontif, part 5. And and I'd like to highlight some distinctions that exist between Shabbos and Yontif. So the Tor in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah has a discussion about whether you're allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. It says, "V'ochlin v'shosin smechim v'ein l'sanos b'klal." You shouldn't fast. V'rav natrunoi zal kosov v'yom rishon shel Rosh Hashanah i'efshar leishir bo b'tainis. Mishum the midaraisu. Rav Nitronoi says that on the first day of Rosh Hashanah you shouldn't have a tainus because it's the raisa the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Avol b'yontif sheni, which is only Drabanan, the Shabbos leis b'hu kushya mishum da asara yomim inun mishunim mikol yimos hashana l'fichach nogu rabuseinu leishiv behem betaynis bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. But the rest of the times of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, people are noheg to fast, Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos. So the Torah is saying the first day you shouldn't fast, but the second day of Rosh Hashanah, and even Shabbos Shuva, you could fast. So Kosov Adoni Ovia Roshzal Dvarv Tumuim. It's very strange. So Shaosya Lisanos Biyontav Rishon Shal Rosh Hashanah Vihitir Lisanos B'Shabbos. That he asks his tainus on Yontav Rishon. But what about Shabbos? You'd say the second day of Rosh Hashanah is only Drabanan, but Shabbos is the Raisa. So we'll see. V'nirin, so he says, V'nirin divrei Rabbeinu hai shekosov l'sanas b'yom tov sheni Rosh Hashanah anrum sheyofer. And he thinks that Rabbeinu Haigon is correct. Shekos of Lasanas beyond of Shainish Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Yafuhu, Shalom Lasanos, Shekach Amru Parnasa Yisrael, Harishonim Yisrael, Lukhu Achlu Mashmani, Mishtu Mamtakim. That they said that you should eat on Rosh Hashanah. V'chein b'Shabbos Shuva ain't on a roim shisana ha'adam shari tisha b'av shu tainis chamor lo rotsu l'kmo b'Shabbos. So he thinks it's not correct. In other words, first he quotes Rav Natrunoi going only the first day you shouldn't be misana, but the rest he can. And Rav Haigon says you shouldn't do it either time. Hey, Kosef Haritz Geus, Ein Lisanas, Da Seres Yimei Tshuva Ikri, Yimei Tzom. It's called Yimei Tshuva, it's not called Yimei Tzom. Meitzon lo ikri. Kainira me yamedra sheivesi lamala, ki miki oi godol, ad ochel nishosu smechim Rosh Hashanah, v'isa hachi b'yushalm mi Rosh Hashanah masrim v'lo masan. So that is the machlokis here. And the Gonim, there's Ram Natrunai Gon, who made the distinction between the first day and the rest, and Rav Haigon that says you shouldn't fast at all. So if you look in the Bach, he says Niven Rebbeinu Yashiv the Yontav Rishon the Rosh Hashanah the Raisa the Chsiv B'Torah v'Samachta b'Chagecha. So in other words, he wants to explain the Shita that's Mechalik between the first day of Rosh Hashanah in contrast to the second day and Shabbos. Whereas the Rav Haigon says, you know, the Rosh says it doesn't make sense. So he says, Nira Beina Eliyashev, the Yontav Rishon, the Rosh Hashanah, the Raisa, the Chsiv B'Torah, the Samachta B'Chagecha. Rosh Hashanah Ikri Chag. V'amar Rav Yoni, Hukshu Kol Amodim Zel Azeh. Avol B'Shabbos, Eino Kosev Rak L'Shomro, V'eino Nikra Chag. Shabbos is not called Chag. V'eino Kol Olam Shar Amodim, Hashanem Adu Hukash Lahem. He says Shabbos is not like a Moed. Umash ain anu misanim bo, who midrabbanan levad. It's only drabbanan. Lefichah v'shabbos shuva. So he says the fact that you don't fast on Shabbos, that's only drabbanan. Says the Bach. I mean, explaining Rav Natrunai. Lefichah v'shabbos shuva, came into mishunahu misanim bo. But Shabbos shuva is a different type of Shabbos. So then, it's Meshunah so Misanimo. Probably the Chsiv Vikarasa the Shabbos Oneg. And even though it says Vikarasa the Shabbos Oneg, V'divrei Kabbalah Kidivrei Torah, even though on Shabbos it says Oneg, and it's a pasuk in Navi, and Navi is Divrei Kabbalah. And Divrei Kabbalah is Gedivrei Torah. So then maybe we shouldn't be so quick to say you can fast on Shabbos. Mikol Mokom came into Loksivbo Beferish Simcha. Since it doesn't say Simcha on Shabbos, Ikilameim in the Hainu Oneg Didei, the Yosef Batainis. So he says that it could be that Oneg. So some people's Oneg sometimes is to fast. Like, especially on Shabbos Shuvah, where a person's very nervous about the Yemei Hadin. So, to go ahead and to fast, that's his oneg. Tehainu oneg didei, the Yosef Batainis. So that's what he wants to say, that maybe, first of all, maybe Shabbos, this or Titus is only Drabbanan, and even if it's not, but it doesn't say Simcha. So this is the discussion. So therefore, what he's saying is by Simcha, it says by Yontif, you can't fast on Yontif. So the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you can't fast. The second day, maybe you can fast, because it's only Drabbanan. And Shabbos, it doesn't say Simcha. So you can fast. Right? We know the din is that if somebody had a bad dream, like Rav Shechter points out, it means that you can't stop thinking about it. You're nervous about it. So you fast. So what if Friday night you had a bad dream? So you fast even on Shabbos. Right? Tainis Chalom even on Shabbos. But what about Yontif? Say the night of Yontif, you had a bad dream. So we'll see that he's going to quote the Maril Mizatam yesh shorim chalak b'din tainis chalom. The Shabbos masanim uviyontif ein masanim. K'moshkos b'mariel sof hilchas yontif. The Mariel makes a distinction, as we'll see soon. So he says, even though we don't really paskin like this, that maybe at least this svara could be, in other words, it could be that we paskin tainis chalom, you do both Shabbos and Yontif. But at least Lagabi to show this chiluk that on Yontif it says Simcha and Shabbos not, so maybe you could explain why during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva that you should not fast on Rosh Hashanah, which is Yontif, but on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, which only Drabon, and then Shabbos, you would be able to fast.
No. On the second day of Yontif, it's still has the same as the first day.
No, but it's only Drabon.
I know, but it still has Simcha.
Only Midrabon.
So the
only Drabon. Only Drabon, so we could be more lenient. Let's see that Maril. I always was intrigued by this Maril on page 7. Amar of Yaakov Katz, me Nordhausen, Shakosub Sefer Gedol, Shein Lasanas Biyontif Tainis Chalom. That you shouldn't. That you shouldn't be misana on Yontif Tainis Chalom. To had misana b'Shabbos gam kiki k'siv bay. Next page. V'karas el Shabbos oneg. Even though by Shabbos it says v'karas el Shabbos oneg, and l'chora fasting is not an oneg. Nosnim botam dehainu oneg didei. That we explain that if a person's nervous and upset about a bad dream, so then fasting is his, that's his onik. It calms him down. The Mizbata l'chalom b'tanisa. Achein b'rigolim siv simcha v'samach l'b'chagecha v'ein simcha ela b'bosu v'yayin l'chein osu l'sanos b'hem. So the Maril says, but Yontif says simcha. So simcha's boss of yayin. In other words, Yontif were more strict. We don't say that you enjoy fasting, it's good. No. Shabbos it doesn't say simcha, so the chiv achila is much less than it is on. The chiv achila is different on Shabbos than Yontif. Because it says oneg. So if your oneg is to fast, most people I know, their oneg is to eat, not to fast. Most people I happen to know. Right? But there are people there that like fasting, or especially if they're very nervous about something, you know, and you're not feeling well, you don't want to eat, or whatever. So then their oneg is that. But on Yontif, it says simcha. So simcha means you have to eat. Rabbi Berger pointed out it's a little bit strange because Lemaisa what? If you're not enjoying the eating, what kind of simcha is that? That's what Rabbi Berger was pointing out. But and then you could make it be mechalik between simcha b'zman habayis, like Rabbi Badi said, that simcha b'zman hazeh could be subjective. If you enjoy chicken more and it's nice, But Simcha Bizman Abayis, we know it had to be specifically Pasa of the Korban. And he says, and then he says, Rosh Hashanah is different. In other words, he quotes the opinion that you could fast on Rosh Hashanah. Mr. Sifra Chaim is talking Ladun al Kol Chai. Vedoki nearly litchok with the Osa perish to cool the Shaita Yosef but Hanisa Rasulom. Let's take a quick look in the Gemara to understand what he's saying here in Psachim in Sam Chesam Beis on page 9. Three quarters of the way down, the first word on the line is ksiv. Ksiv. You see where it says ksiv? Sam chesam at beis. Ksiv. Yeah? So it says like this. Mar berei d'ravina. Kula shata have a yosef betanisa. He would fast the whole year. Levar mimatzarta upurya umale yomid de kippur. He would fast the whole year except for 3 days. Except for Shavuos, Purim, and Erev Yom Kippur. What do you think of that? He would fast the whole year except for these 3 days. Shavuos, Purim, and Erev Yom Kippur. Yeah. No, so it means that he would probably eat at night.
Exactly. It's like the Arab Ramadan, eating at night, fasting during the day.
He would eat at night.
Yeah.
You can't go without. He wouldn't be alive.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean that he only ate 3 days a year. It doesn't work that way. So. Now, there is a machlokas rishonim, what's pshat in Mar Berei D'Ravina. The pasha pshat in the Gemara means literally, he would fast every day and probably would eat every night. Except for those days. But the Rif says a different pshat. The Rif on page 10, on the left side, second one, Farshi Lo Rabbanan B'Tainis Chalom Bilvad. So it's mashma from this that he would fast on Shabbos, right? If he would fast every day except for those 3 days, it means he'd fast on Shabbos, right? That's the Pasha Prat. So the Rif says no. The Rif says it doesn't mean he fasted all these days. What the Rif says it means is that if he would have a bad dream, then he would fast every day except these 3 days, that even if he'd have a bad dream, he wouldn't fast. That's what it means.
How does he read that in?
It means he would fast a time is halom.
Okay.
He was fast at Tainus Chalom on any day except these 3 days. So now the question, so now let's go back to the Maril, because that doesn't work well with the Maril. Look on page 8 in the 4th line. V'doki nirli lidchok l'fi osu perish t'kula shaita yosef b'tanisa z'atzalom b'tanis chalom. So if that's true, then it comes out that, but according to me, the Mariel, he couldn't fast tanis chalom even on the other regal. Salam Tanis Khalom Amailo Khashiv Nami Bar Mirigli. So in the footnote he says Lobalomail Yom Dafil Shalohaya Yontif Elachol Lohaya Masana. In other words, he's saying that maybe Pshat is that he wants to tell you all weekdays he would fast except for these days, because, but that doesn't work out. Because Shavuos, what are the 3 days? Shavuos, Purim, so Purim and Erev Yom Kippur are weekdays, but Shavuos is not. So what does he mean? Hishadachazos nolabolorim el yomim dafil shalohaya yontif elachol lohaya masana. Well, yontif shita shalohaya masana. L'chora, that's not true because it mentioned Shavuos. Okay, but... Well? Shavuos. Erev Yom Kippur, Purim, and Shavuos. But basically, that's the Maril's Yisod. The Maril's Yisod is that there's a difference between Shabbos and Yontif, that Shabbos is Oneg, Yontif is Simcha, and therefore Tainis Chalom is only Mutter on Shabbos, but not on Yontif. Because on Shabbos, you could say you enjoy fasting in the case where you feel nervous about something. And in Yontif, it doesn't matter. Since it's Simcha, then you have to have Bosu V'Yayin, etc. Rav Schwartz? Well, in other words, again, there are two pshatim in the Gemara, whether he mamish fast every day, every Shabbos, every Yontif, except for those 3 days, or it means a tainis chalom would be docha.
Either way, yes, he did have a tainis, he wouldn't fast on
the
Gemara.
Well, according to the Rif,
and the Gemara, he would fast on the first day of
Rosh Hashanah. With a tainis chalom, yeah. With a tainus chalom, unless you're saying, like what he wants to say here, that but it's not mashma. Korim is mashma only Shavuos. You can't say the other regalim are included because he says only Shavuos. I don't know what's the pashup shot in the Gemara. Pashup shot, he means he fasted. Nothing to do with the tainus chalom.
Yeah.
Right.
What?
No, but there's a difference between a tainus chalom and fasting even without a tainus chalom. Like Shabbos, we normally don't fast, but if a tainus chalom, you could fast.
So it's fasting without a tainus chalom, and Kabbalah is fasting with a tainus chalom. So according to both understandings, he's fasting without a
tainus chalom. We want to know, what about it without a tainus chalom, could you fast?
That's the other pshat.
Right, so one pshat is that he fasted all the days except for these three, and the other pshat is only if it's a tainus chalom.
According to the pshat, it says he fasted all the days except for those three. That's still saying that he fasted in chalom on all the days except for those three as well. That's including the tainus chalom.
Yeah, if he would have a tiny skalom, he was certainly fast. But even without a tiny skalom, he was fast.
Right. So according to
well. Right, so that's what Mariel says. That's a problem according to him. How he works in with Marbury, the Ravina. I mean, he was fast even on Yantif, Tainus Halom, according to Yidup Shat. Right, so he recognizes that. So he says, you know, so you have to say, what does he say? Tainus Halom. Melech Hoshiv Nami. Right, he leaves that as a question. He doesn't say he's wrong. He says the Gemara is fair. Why he asked a question on the Gemara? He still maintains his opinion.
Yes. Why did he count the other ones?
Right. Why didn't he say that he didn't fast on the other Golem also? According to me. Then he leaves it open ended. Tzarachin. But this is a fascinating Mariel.
He was way after the roof.
What?
He was way after the roof.
Yeah, he was after the roof. Yeah. Rav Schwartz says. Yeah, he wouldn't make it. He would be Yotze Kiddush and davening. Kiddush because is only drabanan. Yeah. Yeah. So there's a tshuva in the Rashba on page 11. And someone was asked. So if somebody wants to fast the whole year, could he rely on the opinion of Mar Derei the Ravina? Any of the Menale, with Divrei Neviyasu. You have a question, Baruch? He's saying, this guy, somebody was asking a question to the Rashba. He wants to fast every day. And he wants to follow the opinion of Mar Berei de Ravina. Could he rely on the opinion of Mar Berei de Ravina and just fast throughout the year? Shabbos, Yontif, etc. And he says, the Rif had a different pshat. But where did the Rif get that from? Divrei Neviyasu. Divrei Neviyasu means when someone is saying something that you disagree with and you think that he doesn't have a makor, Kiilu, he's like a Navi saying it. Like, it's a critique. Whenever you say on somebody, what you said is Divrei Neviyasu, that's a critique. Kiilu, you're saying something that's not founded. And like you're a novi, you're just saying something, you know.
Who asked the question?
Who asked the question? Rav Avram Tsarfati. He's not our Rabbi Tsarfati, but he lives in the time of the Rashba. So So he says, Truvel, Chor Vada Hainir Kedive Mar, the Botanis Baal Makomar. He says, Lachora, you're right, that it's not referring to a Tainis Chalom. The Maisile, Rabbi Ahid, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua. It's saying about all these things that they would fast, and it's nothing to do with Tainus Chalom. And right after that, it says, so you see that Lachora is talking about Stama Tainus, nothing to do with the Tainus Chalom. So that's what he—that's very, very important. That's what he starts off saying, but then in the end of the day, he doesn't go with you, Baruch. El miyakushta de milsa hachi mash b'tainus chalom kamar v'lo b'tainus da'alma. He thinks in the end of the day, he thinks the riff is right. The Maimonides Ravina is only talking about a tainus chalom. Never blazel komar kulo achem kulo beis hamedrash, aval sagif asmo shalom machmas beis hamedrash lo ashkhan. In other words, he's saying kulo achem, that was kulo beis hamedrash. He doesn't think, he says you could spend the whole day learning. He doesn't think that you could fast.
What's the source of
the rift? What's the source? I think the source is that he's just the misvara, that he doesn't think it's right that you should fast on Shabbos and Yontif. So if it comes out that you're talking about only Tainus Chalom, if you're talking about a Tainus Stam, that means that any Stam you could always fast. So he thinks that it's not right. That, in other words, even though first he said he thinks it's true, he thinks that you could, that the riff, that the against the riff, that you can't fast. So what's Pshat in Reb Lezer? Kulu Lachem, Kulu Lashem, which many Rishonim learn. Kulu Lashem just means so you can fast. No, Kulu Lashem means if you want, you can stay in the base medrash the whole day, and even though that means you skipped a meal, it's okay. But it's time to fast. If you're not in the base medrash, and you just stop fasting? They're not. So therefore he thinks no one would say it's time you could fast on Shabbos and Yontif. So Marbe Rav Ravina, when he fasted, that means only Tainus Chalom like the Rif. So the Rashba supports the Rif in the end.
It's not a stop fast. Let's assume that it's not only
Tainus
Chalom.
So in other words, the two shittas.
It's not just fasting because I want to fast,
right, but we're assuming
you said two cases. You said one.
Well, it was Marbe Ravishna fasted on every day except these three. So Pashup Shat, the way the Shoyal holds, it means he fasted Stam, even without a Tainus Chalom. And the Rif says, no, he can't just fast Stam. It's only if he has a Tainus Chalom, then he can fast.
I'm just saying, it's not Stam.
went against his own, will, and like,
he was simply. No, it's not mistaber to say that Marbury the Ravashi liked fasting more than eating. But it could be that if you hold like the riff that it's Tainus Chalom, then you understand, because then he was nervous. If you hold not, then it means that, not that he enjoyed, I mean, everyone enjoys to eat more, even Marbury Darvina, but Stam, he was a very spiritual person, and that's the way he was, and he wanted to fast every day. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, on page 13, so look in Reish Peches Beis. Yesh omrim she'odam she'mazig lo ha'achila da'z oneg hu lo she'lo yochal lo yochal. And then in Gimel he says, odam ha'masana b'chol yom v'achila b'shabas tzar hu lo. Person fasts every day and eating is a tzar v'shini v'esis. He said, you have chassidim and anshei ma'ase, used to fast on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid was fast on Shabbos. Stop. Then he says, "Mutar l'sanas tainis chalom kedei shikra gzardino." And he says, "You're allowed to fast tainis chalom on Shabbos, because the assumption is that if you had a bad dream, that means that there was some gzardin in Shemayim that was against you, and that's why you're nervous. So you want that gzardin to be ripped up." So that's why you fast. But then the halacha is that you have to fast again on Sunday. As not a knas, as a kapara, right? That you mevatel onik Shabbos. It's a funny halacha, but you're supposed to do it. But then lebaisi you mevatel onik Shabbos, meaning the ikar onik Shabbos, the way some explain. Yom Avatel, so then you have to fast again on Sunday to make kapara. Let me show you an interesting halacha that ties into this. Now, if you look in the Beis Yosef for a second, you'll see that the Beis Yosef holds not like the Maril, that there's a din of Tainus Chalom both by Shabbos and on Yom. 31. Says the Beis Yosef. Amos and Mutul Sanas beyond the Sabbath Hilchos Shabbos. Simonish Pechet Yontif Shavuot Shabbos. Binyan Zeh. So the Beis Yosef said the Yontif is the same as Shabbos. And whenever you can fast on Shabbos, you can fast on Yontif. So that's what they point out. Some point out that clearly you see that the Beis Yosef didn't hold from that Maril. Beis Yosef didn't hold from the Maril. And that's how some explain the following halacha. There's another very interesting halacha that's brought down on page 28 in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. On page 28. Tani Ava Breder of Zera. Kol Abrochas Kulon Afal Pisha Yotza Motzi. Chutz mi Birkas Alechem u Birkas Hayayin. Shim lo Yotza Motzi, mi Yotza Eina Motzi. Meaning, if I make a bracha on face on my tefillin, I put on tefillin already, and now you're putting on tefillin later in the day, and you don't know how to make the bracha, I can make the bracha for you. Because even though I don't need the bracha now, I'm not putting on tefillin, but I can make the bracha for you. Because since Kol Yisrael are raving zelazah, it's my responsibility, like Rav Shachter said from the Rashi, to see that you... Rashi says, "Sorry, Kol Yisrael are ravens elazel the mitzvahs." So it's clear that that you have to put on fill. I can make a bracha for you, even though I don't need it, by birkas hamitzvah.
You also justify.
Okay, it's a certain type of chinuch, okay. Except for birkas halachim, birkas hayayin. In other words, birkas hanenim. Let's say, and Rashi says, shar birkas apair. Say you're eating, you're drinking water, and you don't know how to make a shahakal. And I'm not drinking water now, so I can't make the shahakal for you. I can try to prompt you, you know, you can say, and I can't say the bracha, the whole, in other words.
Word by word.
Not to Hashem, not to Shem Hashem. Hopefully, some people at least know that. So, I can't make a bracha, a birkas hanenin for you. Because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh is only on mitzvahs. It's not my job to make sure you drink water. It's my job to see that you put on tefillin. Yeah, so this is a din of arvus. Mechinuch is only on your own kid, probably. Mechinuch is for your own child.
No, it's also
part of that. That's the din of arvus. But the arvus is only on things that you're mechuyev on. So since I'm mechuyev to see that you put on tefillin, I could even make the bracha for you. But I'm not mechuyev to see that you drink water or eat cheesecake.
So, to make sure that if you do eat the cake, then you should say
No, because as far as I'm concerned, don't eat the cake and don't make the bracha, as Rashi says. But But by tefillin, you have to put on the tefillin, you have to make the bracha. One second. But then the Gemara says, "Boy, Rava, Pirkas, Halechem Shal Matzah, Hu Pirkas Hayayin Shal Kiddush Hayom Mahu." Birkas Halechem Shal Matzah, Birkas Hayayin Shal Kiddush Hayom. So the motzi of matzah. So that is what? It's a mitzvah. So if you can't make the motzi the night of the Leil Seder, even though I already made my motzi, so you're coming to my house later, I'm already in the meal, I can make the motzi again for you. Even though motzi is a birkas hanenin, but there's a birkas hanenin what? On a mitzvah. So therefore, that birkas hanenin, I could make for you. Well, so let me ask you a question. So it's so interesting that the Gemara has to come on the case birkas halechem shal matzah. What about birkas halechem every Shabbos? The Shabbos meal. What? Is it? Tell me. You tell me. What? Of course you have Kiddush. Every Jew has Kiddush. Answer my question. What's the din? Can I make hamotzi on Friday night for you? Say I already made hamotzi, and then you come to my house late, and now you don't know how to make hamotzi. So say I'll make kiddush again for you, and now hamotzi. Can I make hamotzi for you? What? What about the so is it there a mitzvah to have suit of Shabbos?
Yeah, but the mitzvah to be Makarish to Yom and Shabbos never comes with Kiddush. Once you're doing Yotzi, you already even Yotzi that. And now you're
I didn't hear what you said.
Once you're saying, I'm also just speculating, but once you're saying Kiddush.
You have a mitzvah of matzah, no. So on Shabbos you have a mitzvah of... You have a mitzvah to eat suda Shabbos.
You're making it.
So what do you say? I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm giving you a hard time. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm trying, but I want you to. You can agree with him or disagree with him, and I'll give you equally the hard time.
So what if I disagree myself?
You could do that too.
Yeah, <I'm>
And the hamotzi that you make at the Leil Seder,
it's
the same hamotzi lechem and arts.
But that's
what difference is there?
It's for the mitzvah of matzah to eat matzah.
You make two brachas on the night of Pesach, Hamotzi and Al Achilas Matzah. Nusa, what would you say? Friday night, can I make hamotzi with somebody or not? To a motzi. The Birchas Halachim of the Achilas Matzah. Well, my friend. What page is that again? Yeah. L'shem Mevarchim Lefaneha Hamotzi. Referring to Hamotzi.
Could you fast at all, Pesach?
What?
Fast at all, Pesach?
No.
You can't. You can fast at all, Shabbos. So, wait.
The more
they bring the example of Shabbos, because you're saying something.
That's what I'm asking.
Pesach,
you can make the motzi for the other guy. But I'm asking, what about Shabbos?
So the answer,
you could?
Yeah.
You think it's the same as Pesach? Say, if you want to say it, it's fine.
For Pesach, for example, for Shabbos, or
no, Pesach isn't that simcha. Pesach is because there's a mitzvah of achilas matzah.
Yeah.
And what about Shabbos?
It's
a mitzvah of Shabbos. So you call, you should be able to make the bracha for the other fellow. And
there,
well, no, you can't fast the first night of Pesach. You have a mitzvah of Achilas Matzah the first night of Pesach. You can't.
Even
Mar de Ravina. What do you think? Mar de Ravina didn't have a Pesach Seder?
That was longer. And we said
the night. He ate a night anyway, right. Mar de Ravina, believe me, he had a Pesach Seder. I wasn't there, but I'm telling you. Yeah. Oh, so let's look at Shulchan Aruch. Take a look. On page 30. We're also going to daven mincha.
At what time?
We finish here. Look, we have a minion. Baruch Hashem. That's Sunday, a minion. So what does it say? Shulchafil b'sham shuchayim lechopas lo yivaruch lo chaveir b'rikas hamotzi. So it says beferish in Shulchan Aruch that even on Shabbos that you eat, you're mechuyif to eat pas, your friend can't make the bracha for you. Lo yivarech lo chaver birkas hamotzi imeino ochel.
That's what it
boils down to. So the question is, why not? So look in the Magen Avraham. Tefillah b'Shabbos chayin mashma b'Gemara. So it's mashma from the Gemara like this, because the Gemara only asked about Birkas HaMotzi Shal Matzah. Right? So it's mashma to the Gemara that it was a pasha to the Gemara that Motzi Shal Shabbos not. The only thing the Gemara raised was Motzi Shal Matzah. And then the Gemara asked as a question, and the Gemara concludes that Motzi Shal Matzah you can make for your friend. But for Shabbos not, Michal Shabbos Yontem Pshitul on the aim of Arach Lacherim. What's the reason? V'tayim Mishum Dachil Shabbos Yontem Eino Chov Al Odom El Mishum Hanosu. So he says what you said, Baruch. He says because on Shabbos and Yontem it's not a mitzvah of eating. It's a mitzvah of enjoying. So if you don't eat, so if you mitztayer, potu milachol. But on the Seder night, if you're not in the mood to eat matzah and it's not going to be tasty for you, and you still have to eat it, unless there's a sakana. The mitztayer potu milachol. Imenu yodei habracha minu gam kein lo nesane. Tosel elenos me'olam zeb lo bracha. Mashen came with matzav yayin kiddush shem choval adam chayv latzar atzma lechol havikim birkas hamitzvus. So he says that by birkas, you see, hamotzi is a birkas hanenin, but on Pesach night, we view it like a birkas hamitzvah because it's a chiyuv, and the chiyuv has nothing to do with the hanah. So the hanah becomes like a chiyuv. But on Pesach, on Shabbos night, Shabbos day, you can make a bracha for your friends. You cannot. That's this. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch.
Could this be the source of the Beis Yosef for this agreement tomorrow?
One second. So Mamela says the Magen Avraham, that's why, because it's not a mitzvah of achila. It's a mitzvah of hanoah. So whenever it's a hanoah, I could say, you're not mechuyif to eat. I'm not mechuyif to see that you get hanoah. Mashain Kane by first time. If your father makes a motzi, yeah, but that he's making for himself also. That shomer kona. Whereas everyone agrees that if he needs it for himself, he can make it for himself, and you can listen on. But if the question is when he doesn't need for himself. When you're already made for yourself. That's the whole discussion we're having here. The first time, that's Shomer Ka'ona. So now, and what?
From here, you see that there's no difference between Shabbos and Yontif.
Right. Okay, that's a good point. In other words, from here, you see there's no difference between Shabbos and Yontif because the only chiluk you have is Pesach and everything else. But the suda of Shabbos and the suda of Yontif is the same. I still feel it's a little difficult because Lamaisa, it's true that you don't have to eat, but if Lamaisa, you're a person who now isn't going to enjoy to eat, stamina you mechuyif to eat. And there should be a din of Yotza Motzi. In other words, yeah, you're right. In certain situations, I don't have to eat if I don't enjoy eating. And maybe Shabbos and Yontif is the same thing. But the Flamaisa, now I'm a person who enjoys eating, Lechora, then I have a chiv to eat, and therefore you have an obligation to see to it that I eat. So then we should say...
Then I could apply the same score to what was said before the bar.
No, but that's als.
No.
Als getting one. This is also a mitzvah. No, but you don't necessarily have to have this piece of chocolate bar to live.
I could have anything else. I don't want to say anything about it. You still have to help me. If you say what you said, then that comes out of you.
But okay, nonetheless, this is what the Magen Avraham says. This is what's in Shulchan Aruch, that afilu b'Shabbos shechayv lechol pas lo yivarech lo chaveru. And on Shabbos it doesn't work; it only works Pesach night. And the Beis Yosef brings a raya from Gusta. The Gemara had a question: what's the din? There was a question in the Gemara about Pesach night. Here, boy Rava, bottom of page 28, going to 29. Because halachim shall matzah b'chazei ma'u. It was a question in the Gemara. And then the Gemara concluded. That. That you say Yatsamotzi on that. Now chova to eat on Shabbos is a discussion to what degree we have this chova. Well, first, there's a Truvas Chasam Sofer I want to show you. Maybe the rest will leave for next week. We'll see. There's a Truvas Chasam Sofer on page 16. And like Rav Berg pointed out, it's similar to what the Maril said on the first column. Amna beyant of simcha ksiv bay, vein simcha below achila, kedamina, boy cotton, a few lacquer boss of shlom of yain, call mocham chila steer boy, feel a tinus oneg osser. He wants to know what's the din. He's saying like this: what if a person, not a tinus chalom, a person enjoys fasting? Like we had in the Shulchan Aruch, a person enjoys fasting. So the Chasam Sofer says that on Shabbos you can fast. That's a din of Shulchan Aruch. But Yontif not. Because Yontif is Simcha. But he's different than the, as Rabbi Berg pointed out, than the Mariel, because by Tainis Chalom, he says it's different. Because that's Hakonis Nefoshos. So then in Yontif also. Whereas the Mariel made a chiluk between Tainis Chalom, between Shabbos and Yontif. The Chasam Sofer is making the same chiluk of the Mariel, like Rabbi Berg pointed out, but not in the realm of Tainus Chalom. He's just saying, say Stam. He just. What? Right. So he's saying that you can't really have simcha below achila. You're saying, but this guy could.
So,
yeah, but that's what Rabbi Berg was questioning. Is that really so? That simcha is not subjective? In the reality of life.
Oh, reality of life is not that
much. Right. This is, so, Chasam Sofer makes a similar distinction. So both the Mariel and the Chasam Sofer make this distinction between Shabbos and Yontif. And the Mariel says, as far as even Tainus Chalom, he's just saying, as far as Tainus Onig, low. But in the end of the day, it seems that the Beis Yosef rejects both these things. That there is no difference between. Whereas this idea that there's a Shabbos is Onig and there's a Simcha, it's an idea in the Mariel, and it's an idea in the. In the Truvas Chasam Sofer, Kufsam Ches, but the Beis Yosef seem not to subscribe to it. Okay, I think we have a little bit more in the packet, but it doesn't pay to rush through it now. So I'd like to stop now. We'll finish the rest next week, Bezer Hashem, and we'll daven Mincha now. And Bezer Hashem tomorrow, we're going to start a new packet, Bezer Hashem. Okay. Give me 2 minutes.